RadioMD.com. This is Health Radio with Melanie Cole.
California lawmakers are expected to vote today on a measure that would require most children in their public schools to get vaccinated. There was an outbreak of measles you probably heard about unless you live under a cave at Disneyland back in December that infected over 100 people and actually many more in the U.S. and Mexico, and it was largely due to pockets of unvaccinated people, Californians specifically, and then it spread through the states, and pediatricians were furious. They were not happy that these unvaccinated children, however it started, whether they came in from another country or whatever, how they got the measles, which can be a nasty disease, really, truly nasty disease. And whether or not you believe vaccinations are a conspiracy or something chemical that you don't want put into your children's body, the fact is that so many of these diseases have disappeared. And some of the anti-vaxxers' argument against that was, we've never seen smallpox and we've never seen polio. Well, we've never seen them because of vaccinations. So in a sense, they're gone because of what started in the 50s and even a little bit earlier. Vaccinations are vital to our nation's health, and if you go to other countries, you have to make sure your vaccinations are up to date. Well, now California is going to vote on whether children need to be vaccinated. There's been a lot of religious and belief exemptions, so parents have had a lot of loopholes for people that truly don't believe in vaccinations on ways that they can get around these vaccinations. And I, for one, working here at Radio MD for the American Academy of Pediatrics and with the American Academy of Pediatrics, have seen firsthand from all these pediatricians in the last 8 years that I've been interviewing the importance of vaccines in public health. So let's see and wait and see what California does in regards to this vaccination requirement and whether, I mean, here in Illinois, you have to have vaccines to get into school. I don't think there are a whole lot of exemptions. I would have to look that up, but I imagine there's not. I've never heard of anybody who wasn't, and most of our friends are vaccinated, but it's those few that aren't that are spreading it around to others. So we need to be very careful about this, and we're going to keep an eye on California today and see what they do. And now along the lines of things spreading, there's a parasite spreading in swimming pools across the United States. And so they're not sure. It's called Cryptosporidium and known as Crypto, which is kind of a freaky little name besides which, but it's a parasite that's in pools. They're finding it in pools. It can cause illness with diarrhea and vomiting, and they're not really sure where it's coming from, but they don't recommend people avoiding the water at the CDC. What they are saying to us is to stay healthy, to avoid spreading these pathogens. The CDC recommends don't go into the water if you have diarrhea. I agree with that because, you know, you just never know. Shower before you get into the water, and I say shower after you get out of the water. Don't urinate in the water, you know, don't pee in the pool, and try to get your kids not to pee in the pool. Don't put kids with diapers in pools. Make sure that if you are putting babies in the pool, that they are wearing rubber pants and something to really protect in case they pee or have a poop in the pool. Try not to swallow the water. I mean, this is common sense. It really is. But you want to watch out for these pathogens known as crypto, which are showing up in public pools. So not to be afraid of the public pools, but something to be aware of. We have a great show coming up for you on Radio MD today. The show is called Health Radio. A lot of good topics. So stay tuned with us. Share the shows with your friends. We'll be right back. This is Melanie Cole.